Let's do this thing. We're waiting for the green light. Light is green, trap is clean. It's about to get noisy.
Get those words!
All right, good morning, everybody. You know that's your wake-up call. There's nothing like someone yelling nerds at you first thing in the morning, Monday through Friday. We do it right here, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. This is Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day on all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name is John Polnick. Right over there is Matthew Deeb. He's in San Francisco. I'm in blazing hot Las Vegas. It is burning up here, man, on the strip, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. That's a Freudian slip right out of the gate. You called me Matthew Deeb.
I did. We have too many Matthews in our world right here. It's true. Well, you know, what do we do on this show? We nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day on P-Car Market, Rad for Sale, Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, and there's all kinds of other automotive enthusiast auction sites coming up. And
New one every day.
We make predictions on these cars. You know that's what we do because you're a nerd. That's why you're here. Make sure you hit the subscribe, like, and notification button if you haven't already. If you have watched the show or listened to the show on one of the podcast places where you can listen to on Spotify and all those types of places as well, you know that we don't know what we're talking about. You know that we're kind of idiots, and every now and then we bring on someone who is the opposite of that. We bring on an expert, and today that's why I slipped with your name. We have Matt Crandall. This guy is a genuine expert. He's from Avant-Garde Collections in Portland. That's my that's the Northwest. That's kind of where I used to be from. Here he is, Matt Crandall. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, good. Thank you guys for having me. This is great.
Yeah. So listen, I am a huge fan of Avant-Garde Collection on Bring a Trailer. Their handle is 911R. And if you're a car guy like me, there is no way that these guys have escaped your consciousness because they always bring their cars to market on BAT. And they have the best photos and the best videos of any cars brought to market on any of the auction platforms. Plus the cars that they curate. Matt, every one of the cars you guys bring is a car I would want in my garage. How do we have the exact same taste? Are we cousins and I don't know about it? I love every one of your cars. We are absolutely cut from the same cloth. You guys have the best Porsches. You guys have really cool Mustangs. You have rally escorts. Every time you guys – didn't you guys do a Fiat Dino Coupe at one point? I mean, you guys get the coolest cars. And then your in-house photographer is something that you should be lauded for, which I think one year, didn't you get the best photos for BAT at the end of the year? Didn't they have a contest and you guys won it?
We've got it actually twice, and now they've banned us. And I think they call it the 911R Award.
They should name it after you guys, because you guys, your photographer takes great industrial sites with in front of the old train station or like out by the train yard. He always shoots at the golden hour. He knows how to use a camera. And then you guys were the first people I know to mic your exhaust pipe. And now when you pay Bring a Trailer to send an idiot out to take the photos for you, they try to mic the pipe like you guys did. They copy you guys. You should get a royalty for every one of those videos. You need a trademark attorney, and JP and I can do that for you.
Exactly. There we go.
Anyways, I can't say enough nice things about you. It's great to have you on the show. Great cars, great collection.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, the Bring a Trailer platform has just been huge for us. Every car we put out there, everything goes to Bring a Trailer. It's funny that you guys have sent over these other platforms to look at it. And some of these I've never even seen before.
Us neither. Yeah.
You know, we're over 400 auctions now with Bring a Trailer.
Wow. So congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's a full time gig, you know, between uploading the cars and managing the comments and getting the extra information. And I don't have any more time to look at any other platforms.
There's nothing else. I mean, don't get us wrong, there's some cool things out there that are very niche, but BAT has what JP and I would coin mass adoption, whereas you no longer go to BAT to get a bargain, you go to BAT to find a car.
Right. Absolutely. The platform with BAT, they've got such a wide variety of stuff. It's really pretty cool.
And it's incredible.
Curated. So it's great.
Yeah. So how did you get started really quickly? How did you come to be a car guy of the geekiest order? Because you have the most eclectic, incredible collection of performance sports cars.
Yeah. I've been in the car business for 30 years. I was in college, struggling going through college, started, flipping some cars back then to even pay for school, went to work, with a retailer doing specialty cars, doing, Jags and BMWs and Porsches and stuff, opened my own lot in, it must have been 95, 96.
In Portland?
Yeah. It's in 92 down in the valley. Then in 97, I went to work for the Tonkins as the general manager.
Ferrari dealer. Ron Tonkin, the Ferrari dealer. Yeah. He's a classic.
I ran the Ferrari store for Tonkins for 10 years.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, also while doing that, I added Moto Corsa, the Ducati franchise. So I was a buyer.
I remember that.
Then from that, I spun off and we partnered with somebody and we opened Lamborghini Portland, which was short-lived because of the financial crush in 2007. Then after that, went back to just doing kind of specialty cars, but really air-cooled Porsches have been my thing forever.
Yeah.
So about 7-8 years ago, we started Avant-Garde and just doing, the really cool cars, especially stuff. My key was I wanted to get away from having salespeople. I wanted to get away from having a big showroom where people come and spend time. I just wanted to do and bring a trailer that came along, and it was just the perfect match for us.
Yeah, so
I can spend my time curating and getting the good cars and putting them out there.
Well, I think you guys are the poster child for potentiality. When you concentrate on the values of the platform, you can maximize your exposure through the platform. And I see that you guys run all your cars there and have had great success. Yeah, out of 400 cars, how many failed to sell? Two, I think, is that it?
No, our percentage rate is like 85%.
That's pretty high. Strong.
I'd say the other 10.5% of that is goes immediately within a few hours of the auction ending.
Good for you. That's well done. Well, we're big fans, and thank you for coming on the show, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you guys may have been seeing me pointing to the Kramer behind me.
Ice machine. Ice machine.
That is correct. Matt sold that car for Kai a while back, and I am jealous, man. Whoever wound up with that car.
What a cool car.
Buy that thing. Oh, man.
That car went overseas.
Yeah. Never to be seen again, unfortunately. But you can still see it on YouTube. You can go watch the DeFrostination film Ice Machine or see it on Porsche Road Trip on Chassis TV. All right, guys, let's get to today's cars. But before we do that, make sure you hit the subscribe, like, and notification button, because you guys know that YouTube does not populate our show on the channel for a few hours after we get done with this live broadcast. So if you don't catch us live, the only way to get the freshest nerds is to have a notification button clicked. So make sure you do that if you haven't already. We also want to do a quick shout out. I want to tell you guys about these bracelets that we absolutely love. The Guys Customs bracelets. These are something else. Matt, maybe you guys need to get one of these. These are they're bespoke bracelets that are custom made to either match your watch or your car. You can see this one is Guards Red. It has a Guards Red paint to sample B to match my Guards Red 911. They match. Every one is made by the artist, handmade right here in America. They're not made overseas by a sweatshop or anything crazy like that. This is really high quality
bespoke stuff. Vegas Strip. They're made on the Vegas Strip.
They are indeed. Yeah. So you can see we're scrolling through the pictures down below. If you have a car, she has probably made a Guys Customs bracelet to match your car or watch. You can see those ones that are on the screen right now are actual Mexico blue. But we love these things. We love Guys Customs. And the only place to get a Guys Customs bracelet right now is on Instagram. So you go to Guys Customs, that's G-Y-X. Guys is spelled G-Y-X underscore customs. And you go ahead and DM the artist right there at her page on the Instagram, and she will walk you through the process of getting your own Guys Customs bracelets. These things are fantastic. Father's Day is coming up. If you haven't bought something for your dad, now is the time to order your Guys Custom bracelets. She can still get them done in time. And she has a few stock that she might be able to send out if you find something on her list that's already made. But just about everything is handmade. They're all handmade, but most of them are made to order. So anyways, Guys Customs at Instagram. Check out Guys Customs today. All right, let's get to the cars, guys. Let's see here. I'm hitting a few buttons incorrectly. Here we go. We're back. All right. Thanks. All right. What's we made some predictions yesterday, Michael Deeb. As per usual, we're pretty wrong. You had a strong day. I was completely
I had a day to brag. I was $1,000 away from just a clean sheet. But we started off with your win, which was the 1990 Ferrari 348 TB. Matt, this car was offered. Oh God, JP, I can't remember where the car was located, but it was your basic resale red. It was Rosa Corsa with tan interior, 34,000 miles on a 9348 TB, the coupe, obviously with the five speed manual in that car. Belts had not been done since 2013, so it was in need, a dire need of belts. So in other words, when you get this car, you'll probably take it to your tech before you take it around the block. But outside of that, we have seen 348 starting to move in the right direction, heading up market, and certainly coupes with gated shifters are bringing a premium over Targas and Spiders, no matter what the model is. So we felt pretty good about this car going into the close of auction on BAT yesterday. I predicted 65,000. JP, you predicted 70,000. And our guest, Warren, said 61,000. He was a little more bearish on this car. The car sold for 68 grand. JP, you got that win. Now that I know you have history with Ron Tonkin, I know you've driven this car. Have you ever owned one of the 348 cars?
Never owned one? No, never owned a 348.
When you look back in the mid-engine V8s, do you like this car? Because it was a big departure from the 328.
Yeah, it was a big departure. I'm a huge fan of the 355 Berlin. I mean,
me too.
They're just awesome. I had one back in the day. I want another one really bad. The 348, was a huge step up. You know, they missed the points on some stuff with the
sure.
And the interior stuff that was kind of crap, but
The sticky buttons.
All the climate control system was terrible. But yeah. They were a cool car. That's a neat car. It'd be a neat car to have in your garage for sure.
Yeah. My partner JP wants one F car, and it is a 348. He'd probably take an off-colored Spider over a red coupe, but he's not particular. But it's just I admire him for loving this car as kind of an affordable poor man's baby Testarossa. And it's probably a great driving car compared to itself, but the car, the evolution on the same platform, the 355 really broke the records with almost another 100 horsepower.
Is really the 355 is really the next step in Ferrari actually taking off again and being super collectible and everybody wants
This car is definitely my favorite Ferrari. I've said it over and over again. I know it's not the best Ferrari, but you can have a better Ferrari all day, and you can go faster than me all day, which is no big deal because everyone can go faster than me anyway. I'll just be having a better time I'll be in my 80s hero. This is one of those cars that actually it feels like it kind of lives up to the dream because obviously in 1989, I didn't have the money to have one of these. When I did finally get to drive one, it felt every bit as awesome as I imagined it would be, which was not the case when I finally got a chance to drive both a Countach and a Testarossa. Those were terribly disappointing. Not that they were bad, but they did not live up to the hype. The 348 really, really did.
The final speciality version of 348 that's a great car. They got the suspension figured out. It's just way better every way.
Yeah, they adjusted the tuning of the suspension and gave it like another 15 horsepower, and that really it is
and a widen the track of the car.
Yeah, right.
Handle way better.
Right. All right. Well, we jump over to cars and bids and looked at a 2000 Toyota Celica GTS. This was a manual car with just 72,000 original miles. And the big news here is that Doug DeMiro found one and put it on his site. And it's bone stock. There's no modifications. This car doesn't have exhaust or suspension or wheels. It doesn't look like any 18-year-old kid used a vape in the car for any period of time. And so we wondered, you know, as some of these like more niche Japanese cars are starting to come off the stops and bring a little bit more respectable money, we wondered if this car had the chance to break 10 grand. That was the watermark we were asking for. I said no. I went 9 grand. JP thought it might come close and said 9,900. And again, Warren really went in on this car and said 11,500. Our car did not move much further from where we reviewed it the morning of the close of auction, and it sold for just $7,421. So I got the win there. But any love for these Japanese cars? I mean, they were really just commuter cars in period, right?
Yeah, unless it's a really low mileage car, it seems like that stuff is just not really taking off. I went crazy on a Corrado, which is kind of a similar type of thing, not too long ago. Yeah. I had miles on it.
We're with you. Really? Oh, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you on the Corrado. So they're great. They're fun little driver cars, even if they don't bring the money we think they should.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, on P Car Market, they had a 2002 Porsche 911 C4S. So this is a 996 C4S in which they did all sorts of service for the car in preparation for the auction. So they did the IMS bearing, the clutch, they resurfaced the flywheel, and they changed the rear main seal. So this car was prepped to the highest order. I mean, you're looking at maybe $5,000 or $6,000 in receipts to bring the car to market. It's silver and black and had under 30,000 miles. So I just said, look, even if this car doesn't have, you know, factory sport exhaust or a factory short shift or a thicker steering wheel or adaptive sport seats, this car is still silver black, under 30,000 miles with recent major service. This car is primed and ready to shoot. So I said 51 grand. JP took it and ran and said 55. And Warren said 54. Our car sold on P Car Market for $50,000. So I ask you, Matt, as a BAT expert, really, honestly, you have more experience with them than we do. At 50 grand for that car, did this consigner leave money on the table by not bringing it to BAT and having Avant-Garde's photographer shoot it?
I would get 65 grand for that car.
Thank you.
Hands
thank
down,
you.
I would get 65 grand for that car.
No further questions. You're a witness, JP.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think money was on the table.
I agree with you too.
That's a great car. You know, it's got the sports seats. It's all the stuff. I mean, that car with all the service stuff done, and you know, that's so key in presenting a car, doing everything so there's no questions or thoughts or whatever.
You right. Know,
that car would bring, I got 65 grand for that car all day long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a weird thing about P Car Market. You know, they really is hit and miss, and this one being a miss is kind of a big surprise to us because the time, you know, it's they're pretty inconsistent. They brought huge money for some cars that you're like, whoa, how did that happen? And other times, cars that you would expect to bring the massive dollars like this one don't. And the common denominator for bringing big money on P Car Market seems to be or has typically been cars close to them, cars that are actually on the East Coast or better. Near Long Island or something like that. You know, you can tell this one has the P Car Market license plate on it. So it's obviously in the area, and I guess that means people can come and drive them and stuff. I'm not sure why this one failed. This one seemed to have all the stars aligned in their favors, and it still didn't bring top of the market.
Yeah, I agree with you, JP, that the guys in the office at P Car Market are probably thinking that's a win at 50 grand for a 996. Whereas you talk to somebody who really knows his stuff, and he's like, guy left 12, maybe $15,000 on the table. And I think that's the case. You know, a little more effort would have yielded a lot more, you know, and it, again, it would have taken some patience to get on BAT, hiring a photographer, and then, you know, paint meters and disclose cars.
Just send it to me.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Look, is because we've seen some poor photography on P-Car Market. I don't think this car suffered from that. It's definitely not
terrible.
It's not high quality. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing romantic about these photos, but these are certainly adequate and they're, let's call it, honest photos, right? I don't think anything is being hidden here.
No.
So this one is very, very peculiar to me. I don't quite get it. We're scheduled to supposedly have David from P-Car Market on the show sometime
next
week. So we will give him a chance to explain whether he thinks this was a good sell or not. Because I'm very curious what his take on this. So, all right. What else did we talk about yesterday?
Well, in honor of having Warren on yesterday from Rad for Sale, Radwood, and Driving While Awesome, we had this 1985 Toyota Tercel SR5 wagon, which was just hilarious. I picked the car because of the original interior and these period-correct graphics. This car had 150,000 miles on it. It had an engine swap, and it's got Toyota MR2 wheels on it. So it is period-correct, but it's spirit of occasion to the whole Radwood era. But it's not an original car. So anyways, this was just a ha-ha on cars and bids yesterday. I said 5, JP, you said 55, and Warren said 6. The car sold for $5,100. And then lastly, on Bring a Trailer, we looked at a 1990 Chevy K5 Blazer with 26,000 original miles. Now, this car, it was disclosed that this car was repainted. It was not repainted to a high standard. JP could see overspray and drip marks in the photos. It had an automatic transmission, but it's a V8, it's four-wheel drive, and K5 Blazers, some of them are bringing kind of silly money. So we wondered if this car would make it over the hump or not. So I went 35, JP, you said 28, Warren went 39. We were really, like, our bids were sprayed all over the spectrum there. The car sold for $32,000, and I was the closest of the three. But this is just an interesting car because it's just, with the repaint and not having a stick, it's not really a collectible. But K5s are bringing, in some instances, some silly money. $32,000, I think, is fair money for what you got here. What do you think? Matt, ever own one of these up in Portland?
I've had plenty. But, I think the poor repaint is what really hurt that. I don't know if that's
automatic
at all, honestly. But the poor repaint and not cleaning that up, I mean, he probably left a lot of money on the
I agree.
It's an upper 30s car or possibly more if the paint was just done right.
Yeah. JP, you were saying that yesterday, that if it was original paint, you would have paid more money for it.
Yeah, even if the paint was in poor condition.
None of those cars are original paint.
Yeah. So, Matt, you're one of the tests that we have for new guests on the show is, we got to figure out if you're good people or not. And when we put this Tercel up, or the SR5 or whatever the heck it's in Corolla, you had a big smile on your face, and it wasn't like a snooty, like, I'm too good for this smile. You looked like you appreciated this car, and so we appreciate you. So, thanks again for being here.
Those are great ski cars.
If you don't look at something like this, and it doesn't put a grin on your face just by looking at it, you're just, come on, get out of here. So that's awesome. Even though other things kind of a pile.
Matt, you'll be happy to know that the inclimeter is still on the dash in that car.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that was yesterday's cars, and clearly Michael Deeb and I are not experts. Even though he was more correct than I was, he's only marginally better at being bad than I am. So there it is. We don't know what we're doing, but we got a guy that does. So let's go ahead and get to today's cars. But before we do, make sure you hit the subscribe, like, and notification button. And also, by the way, we have a Patreon site. We have no idea what to tell you to do on that Patreon site, but we've got these stickers, so we're going to be giving those away. We're also going to be at Radwood in
tennis balls.
Yeah, you got meatballs on some sports cars, and now you can have a tennis ball on your car to really kind of, do it up there. Because big nerds, what are you doing? Show everybody
set
that
it
you're
off.
A nerd. We'll be at Radwood on July 10th. We're going to live cast for probably 2 or 3 hours at Radwood in the Bay Area. So look for us there, and we'll give you a sticker. All right, so cars today. Man, we've got some pretty interesting cars, and we've got a new auction site that I don't think we've ever talked about, this Collector's Exchange before. So Dee, let's tee that bad boy up. We've got a Ferrari.
Well, we have actually. We have. We looked at Collector's Exchange when they first came online. I think we covered their second car. They've only been live about a month, JP. But this was just a neat car because, we've been feeling some Ferraris lately. What we're looking at here on Collector's Exchange, offered out of Brantford, Connecticut, is a 2002 360 Spyder with a manual transmission and showing just 26,000 original miles. The car is silver with black interior. The car does have Daytona power seats, which is really nice. The car has also been treated to a 2B exhaust. And in 2019, this car went in at 25,000 miles for a fresh service that included timing belts, fluids, and an update to all the sticky buttons on the dashboard. At the same time, they also did a service to the convertible top to make sure, I imagine, the mechanism is all working. So this car has recent service, not fresh service, but I think you can go, and I'll be interested to see what Matt says if he were to take this car. So with 1,000 miles and 2 years on the service, Matt, does this car have about 2 years or 3 years left before it would need to be serviced again? And does that help the value of it still in today's market? Or is the belt service becoming less and less important to the value of a mid-engine Ferrari?
Well, those cars aren't that bad for belt service. I mean, I think our shop will do that for like $2,500. That, you know, it's 5 years on belts on those cars.
Is it true you don't have to drop the motor on a 360?
No. You pull both seats out and there's an access panel right there.
Thank you. There you go.
Not a hard job.
Good.
Not a hard job.
And so what do you think? Oh, so go ahead, JP.
No, go ahead.
Matt, what do you think of the 360? I know you like the 355. I like 355s are bringing a coupe manual 355 is worth more than a coupe manual 360. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, about the same, I'd say.
Yeah, like 130 to 160 for the nice car?
Exactly. You know, I think this car was sold new at Tonk, and I might have sold this car.
we knew you were coming on.
The auction here. That's cool. Now it's worth more.
Well,
I'm going to tell you. Here's my. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
You know, I probably the car's probably one.
Well, we'll get to production. We'll get to productions in just a second here. I just want to say, you know, look, we talk about platform and how that relates to selling a car. And I'm going to tell you that we're never reviewing a car on Collector's Exchange again. I'm not kidding. This is BS. Okay. You guys may see me struggling here. Can someone tell me how I get a full screen picture?
You can't
get a full screen picture. I have to literally zoom in on my screen in order to get a full picture. And that's just stupid.
I can't find the VIN number.
Right? I mean, this site I've been looking for the VIN number. Collector's Market, get your S together. We're never coming back unless you fix some of this stuff. I don't even care about this car. Deeb, what do you it's a great car. It's too bad because they're completely failing on every level here trying to sell this thing.
Right. That's the thing, right? You get a couple guys together with some passion and some money and a great idea, but if you don't execute, that's everything. And I think that's, you know, again, one of the things you can say great about Avant-Garde is when they come to market with a car, the execution is brilliant. So our car has just a half an hour to go. It's sitting at $88,000. It's interesting, Matt, as I send it over to you, I'll ask you why you think Ferrari coupes and Porsche coupes bring more money than their convertible counterparts. I put $92,000 last night, and I like my bid where it's at. I think in the next half an hour, I might make another $4,000 or $5,000, and that's about it. So $92,000 to you. And again, Matt, I'm not betting on the value of the car. I'm betting on the platform.
Well, yeah, the platform is, it's not going to do anything if they're, if it's even a real bid at this point. Bringing trailers, cars, well over 100,000, 115 to 120. But this is just, nobody's going to buy this. Nobody knows about it.
Yeah, it's got 44 bids, which is an outstanding number of action. Again, you do kind of wonder if it's legit. JP, what do you think? 88,000 with a half an hour to go.
Well, did Matt give a number? I'm sorry.
Matt, what was your number?
I think it's going to do. I think who knows what it's going to do. It's whatever.
That's the game. Give us a number.
Yeah. $95,000.
$95,000. All right. That's a good bet. Yeah. Dang it. I pushed him to get a number and he took mine. I was going to say 95.
All right.
But I'll go under. I'll go 94. Or was that your number, Deep?
Nope, I'm at 92. So we're all good.
Okay, great. Yeah. I don't think we're going to break 100 on this page.
When the bids are way, way, or 10 times the amount of the questions, it makes you wonder.
That's true.
Yeah. That a lot of true. Things are making me wonder on this dog meat collectors exchange auction site. our friends over at P-Car Market are like, finally, a site that... JP can S on more than our site. All right, great. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's get to... So I really like that car, but I'm just so bummed about what a crappy site that was. Let's get to something a little bit more substantial. What do we got here?
All right, on Bring a Trailer, offered out of Buckeye, Arizona, is this gray market unobtainium. We've looked at a few of these, JP, but I think this one's actually fair to decent. It's a 1993 BMW 325i Touring, the wagon, with a 5-speed manual. This car is in kilometers, showing 255,000 of them. That equates to about 158,000 miles. This is a European market example that was imported in 2020 in laser blue with gray cloth sports seats. The only mod that I can see are these 16-inch OZ Ultra Legra wheels, which I mean, look, it might look cool if that's your car. But because this car seems to be relatively clean considering the usage, it bums me out that it's not on a stock set of some sort of period-correct BMW 3 Series wheels. I think that would help the value here. That's my opinion. I also would detint the windows for the auction platform to send it to market. Anyway, this car has about 3 hours to go, and it's sitting at $16,000. These are fun to drive, and this one has a 6-cylinder motor. Pretty cool car. Jason Camisa rocks one of these. Matt, any love for the E30 off platform? If it's not a box fender M3, right. You know, gold mine, would you rock a wagon? I think you would.
Absolutely. I prefer the wagon, actually.
Oh, really cool.
Way to go. Absolutely. I love A30s. They're a great car. In fact, when I saw this last time you guys sent me the list, I immediately sent to one of my buddies and said, hey, you should buy this.
yeah, totally. <Cool. laughs>
But yeah, that's a really neat car. I mean, absolutely. It's unique. It's cool. It's a car that they should have had here.
Yeah. And Matt, if this car had clear windows and stock wheels, do you think it would bring more money, even if you guys didn't shoot it? Would you think that would be worth the consigner's effort to do so? Because we kind of harp on that.
Pulling the tint for sure, doing a little more better on the detail around all the moldings and trim, it looks like. But the wheels, they're not terrible, but it's an easy change. E30 wheels, if you had the BBS with the cool center cap, that would look great on the car. Otherwise, sure. A lot of other wheels are kind of But not bad.
Okay.
Guys, this car is in Arizona, so it's like, I mean, do you really want... I can see why the guy wouldn't want to pull the tint. I mean, he might have to drive this for a block or two to meet the guy who winds up buying it, and that's going to be a difficult situation.
Yeah, he could die, on his way to the bank.
Yeah. Does this thing have air conditioning? I'm not seeing an air conditioning pump. Is it in there? Can you guys see it? I don't know, man. It's got to have AC if this guy had it in Arizona, because this car without air conditioning there, whew, that's rough.
Maybe that's why he's selling it.
Yeah, it's maybe got that's AC. It. Yeah, it's got AC. Yeah. Okay, good.
It has AC.
Yeah, yeah. No, what a cool car. I just love something like this. I mean, you've got all the practicality of having all that space in the back. A short guy like me could live in the back of this thing. And I think I might. I think I might go ahead and buy this car. It's probably going to go for some big money, and I may have to. I might have to sell the house and live out of it. So what do you think it's going to land? What number is it going to land on, Deep?
JP, before I give you my number, you and I have covered probably a dozen unusual E30 platform cars, and I have to say this one's probably my favorite. I love the cloth gray sports seats. I love the stock steering wheel, and this car, the dark blue color, I'm all about it. So with 2 hours and 40 minutes to go out of Buckeye, Arizona, is this E30 325i Touring 5-speed. It's at $16,000, John, and I think this car is going to do well. I said $23,000 last night. I'm going to up my bid and put $25,000 as I send it to Matt. So $25,000 to you. Matt, what do you think this car will handle for on BAT?
I put down $23,500.
Oh, not bad. Right there. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
What was your number, Deeb?
25. I'm a little high on this car, probably because I want it for myself. That's why I'm probably betting with my heart instead of my head.
Boy, it's obviously in a place where there's some other really nice BMWs in the background. Looks like there was an E30 M3 and some other fun stuff. Look, I'm going crazy. I don't know what's going on this morning. Maybe it's because we got Matt here from Avant Garde, and I'm just going, yeah. I'm all about this. I'm going 29. I think there's going to be a late rally for this. We have not seen a clean one of these. We haven't seen one with a the ones with the manuals are usually just beat to live in hell. The ones with automatics are just, you know, they're automatic. So this is quite the unicorn, and changing those wheels is super, super easy. I am with you guys. Why, you know, this guy, whoever's selling this, does seem to be a BMW file. How do they not know that wheel thing? I mean, and it looks like in that shop in the background, there's probably a set of wheels that are period correct that would fit this car. That does seem odd to me.
I agree with Matt, though. The stock M3 wheel in the BBS mesh with the BBS knockoff.
The car comes with it. If you go down the, in the auction, he's got the stock wheels with it. He should just
The bottle caps, yeah.
Yeah, we do no research.
BBS wheels.
Oh, new research. Wow. This, see, Matt's already cheating. He's going ahead. He's reading ahead
research?
In the textbook.
What
look
is
at that.
That. Come on.
Oh,
man.
There they are. Yeah. Oh, look how good that looks.
Yeah.
But those look like 15s to me, Matt. Those don't look like 16s.
Yeah, those are 15s.
Yeah. So and wouldn't the E30 M3 come on 16s that look similar to that?
Well, the E30 IS had that wheel.
Yeah, okay.
So that's
Anyway, it does look gorgeous on those wheels. I agree with you. I'd put it back to stock and sell the Inkies.
Yeah. And there's actually a picture with it without tinted.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's the car.
Number 163.
Yeah. That photo looks great.
And the other cool thing about it is there's no sunroof.
Oh my God. That looks so wagon. Much better with the BBS.
Keep going,
what
JP.
Was this guy thinking?
There's a photo at the end of the bucket, JP, car with no tint. There it is right there, JP. Look at that photo. Oh, that is hot.
What was this guy doing? He's a BMW guy and he doesn't know that's the way you want it. I mean,
Matt, do you want to... Matt, do you want to raise your bid?
Yeah, I think so.
If they
your
had led
should
with,
buy that car.
If they had led with this photo, I think my bid would be in order. I mean, I think I'm going to get blown out, but I'm just hoping that people have dug through this and saw this picture. That's
that car's
probably the only way I'm going to win. All right.
I love it. That was fun. That was a good one. Good one.
I'm bidding now.
Yeah.
Hey, while you're at it, guys, if you're going to these platforms, if you're going to bring a trailer, if you're going to Cars and Bids, P Car Market, any of those things, make sure in the comment section that you say that you saw the car on Bid Nerds. That helps us more than like subscriptions and notification button hits. When people go out there and say to the other nerds in the world, which let's face it, if you're commenting on a car on one of these platforms, You're a nerd, right? You're one of us. So go ahead and let everybody know that there's a whole community of nerds getting together every morning and nerding out on the most interesting cars on all the auction sites. Let's share the love. Let's get some people over here watching the show because we do want to hear your predictions as well in the comments below. So let's see if you guys are more experts than the expert below and us because we're not experts at all. Okay, next card, Michael D. What do we got?
All right. Final one of the final tests here on the DNA to make sure Matt and I are related. Matt, I am one who believes that real car guys love red leather. And so we have a 2016 Jaguar F-Type R convertible that's black with red leather interior on Doug DeMiro's Cars and Bid site. Now, our car has been driven. This is just a used European luxury sports car. It's got 33,000 miles on it. It's all-wheel drive. But this car does have a 5-liter supercharged V8. There's no back seat. And although I've never driven one, I've heard that these cars are really fun to drive. There hasn't been a lot to like from Jaguar lately, but the F-Type has been a bright spot. And this is sort of the top of the range of that car. I think the car looks stunning with silver wheels, black paint, and the red leather sports seats. Cool car. If you had to drive a convertible and you straddled me with one of these, I don't think I'd kick the car out of bed for eating cookies. You know what I mean? 550 horsepower and 500 pound foot of torque. There's a lot to like here, even if you can't spin the rear tires. So Matt, any love for a Jaguar? It's got red leather.
But yeah, I do like the red leather.
There we go.
Always do, and I always get shunned for it, but I do like it.
I'll never bag on you for liking red leather. I think this car looks cool.
Those are great cars. They're totally undervalued in my opinion.
Really?
The car was actually a good value when it was new. I think the car was like $115,000.
Right, and for the top of the range.
Yeah. To get a car like that, that's quite a bit. And this guy really good styling. It's got a little bit of an Aspen look to it, and pretty nice. This one's a little edgy, but cool car.
Yeah,
you're not a cabrio phobe, are you, Matt? You can rock a convertible.
I don't.
Oh, cabriophobe. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the guy.
A speed skirt.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah. It's so funny. It's so funny that people are funny. They'll take a speedster, but they won't take a regular Cabrio. I've never understood that one, but we'll let that slide. Yeah. You've been a good guest so far. Thanks for joining us. See you later. You're out. No. One of the things that's great about these F-types is that, you know, I think it's one of the best sounding modern cars that has come out in recent years. You know, they really, you know, Porsche has always had that sport button that you can option, and Jaguar has that same thing, and they really went for it. Honestly, if I'm looking at an F-Type, I'm looking for one of the, I think in the first 2 or 3 years of this model, they were available with a 6-speed, but it was only in the smaller engine. And you know what?
Yeah, fine, the 6-cylinder.
I'll take the 6-cylinder with a 6-speed any day. Wrong. Did they make a 6-speed in the
R 6-speed? In fact, I'll have one ring trailer.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can get it with a bigger engine and a 6-speed, that's why would you do that? Forget
Matt,
this.
Matt, did they make an R6-speed that was 2-wheel drive?
You know, I don't know.
I don't think. Yeah, that's the question.
I just know the one I have downstairs is a 6-speed, and it's the big motor.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
What Very color cool. combo is that one?
It's silver black.
Is it silver black? Very nice. All right.
Yeah. Okay. True story, real quick. I was standing on Knob Hill in San Francisco. I actually was in my car. And when this car, before it came out, they were testing them. They had probably gone to Death Valley and came up to Northern California. And there were 3 different Jaguar F-Types in black and white camouflage. And they went racing up Knob Hill's very steep hills in San Francisco, just like the postcards. And these 3 cars came racing up the hill in their camouflage gear. And it was really interesting because even with my very untrained ear, you could tell the difference between the 6-cylinder and the 8-cylinder cars. They all had a different exhaust note, but they were loud and went blasting by. Photos of them doing their camouflage stuff had appeared in all the car magazines, and the car was dropped later that fall. So really neat stuff. I'm glad Jaguar makes that car. So anyways.
And how much do you think it's going to go for? How much is this one going to go for?
With an hour and 23 minutes to go out of Walnut Port, Pennsylvania, on 13 bids, our car is sitting at $43,750, which I'd say is undervalued for what you're getting there. I think that this car is worth $63,000. It's one of those weird things, JP, where I don't know if it's going to happen on Doug DeMero's site. Mm-hmm. I kind of think this car as sort of a, you know, like an end of lease, you know, budgets, like luxury car from Europe kind of is, you know, Boomer can get a loan or stroke a check for $63,000 and buy this car off his site. So I'm going to leave my bid where it's at, but it's not showing signs of getting that far in the next few minutes. So Matt, what do you think? Am I high on this car, or is that, you think, fair value? Where are you at?
I think your value's right. I don't know if it's going to make on this site.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Some of the stuff that, you know, more pedestrian cars, which unfortunately this kind of is, it's hard to get, you know, big money on an auction site, I feel.
Right.
This also needs the guy in the bad suit, you know, getting the guy the financing on the lot.
Yeah.
Bring $65,000 there.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think it's going to go for, Matt?
I think 51.
51? Oh, wow. Yeah. He's real bearish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go pretty low on it, too. I do love the car. You know, boy, whoever buys this thing, if you're not from Pennsylvania, which is where this car is, you should really factor in driving this home. Don't ship this thing home. Drive it. Pennsylvania roads, those, you know, all those twisty, curvy, you know, rolling hills in Pennsylvania. You're just going to have such a good time in this car, especially with the top down, if you're not afraid of that. Look, this is such a beautiful car, but it's not going to bring big money, especially on cars and bids. This platform just cannot handle that kind of thing. I'm going to go 55.
55.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you, Matt, real quick before we move on from this.
Yeah.
At 63, which I think the car's clean for the miles, you know, and again, I'm under no illusion I'll get there, but at 51 for your bid, if it gets to 51, do you think it sells at that price? Do you think the consignor is willing to let it go for that number?
Probably not.
So that's a failure to sell. Okay, all right, just wondering. Yeah, okay, cool.
Deserve not that.
Yeah. All right, JP, I would like to introduce a new auction site, and based on our experience with Hemmings and with Collectors Exchange, we may not be on this one for very long. The MB Market is open for business, specializing, at least at the moment, on purely Mercedes-Benz cars. Now, we saw P Car Market come to market only doing Porsches, and they were not relevant. They were not carving out a piece of the pie for themselves. So as soon as they started lowering their guard and allowing other luxury brands to sell on their site, they've started to run more and more lots per day. So we wonder if Mercedes-Benz will suffer the same fate or if they'll make it and stay true to just being Mercedes-Benz. What they have on offer right now, JP, that I thought was relevant to us was this 1998 Mercedes-Benz SL500, offered to us out of Fresno, California, with about 96 or 98,000 miles on the odometer. Just a standard R129 platform car. Make no mistake, it has AMG wheels, but this is not an AMG sport package car. This is just a standard one. Silver and black, I mean, it's about as ordinary as they come. Has a hard top, and it's a really nice used car. Currently, with 4 hours to go, the car is sitting at $8,000. So, Matt, any love for just a standard Mercedes-Benz? Having driven and sold these in period, I will tell you, and I'm sure you know this, these cars are surprisingly good handlers. Yeah. We already know they got a good motor and they steer really well, but the cars actually handle. This would be a capable car on a back road, and you would surprise a lot of air-cooled 911 guys with your, canoe.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a good chassis. They don't have the cowl shank that a lot of these open-top cars have that era. They're super strong. They're a good car.
Yeah, a lot of torque.
I mean, I don't even mind the styling still. I think it's aged well.
I think it does. I think it has well, yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic kind of minimalist chiseled out of a hunk of steel thing. This platform, though, I'm not loving it. I don't understand why these guys come into the market and think that they're going to be able to create a new platform with a new user interface that's better than BAT. Dude, just copy it. I mean, who cares? If you're going to do something, at least copy the guys that are doing it right. This is just, again, at least the pictures are full size, are pretty big full size, but they're not going full screen. Whatever. Why do I want to learn something new when I'm shopping for cars? Just make it easy for us, for crying out loud. Mercedes-Benz.
The first thing I noticed is that some of their data are in these small boxes at the top of the screen. And as a guy who's over 50, I have to search my huge computer screen to find the data. Like how many bids does it have, and how much money is it at, and how much time is left? The pictures are big, but the data is not. And the data is relevant. If I'm looking at this car, I need to know how much, when, and where.
And, what also is front top hydraulics? What is that?
The what now?
Yeah. 1998 Mercedes SL, California owned. R120 with front top hydraulics rebuilt. What is that?
Yeah, it's what you do. Like if you're changing the blinker fluid out, that's one of the things that you want to refresh.
So, new muffler bearings. Everything right there.
All right, Deeb, where do you think this is going to land?
So again, we're betting against the platform because they're new and we figured they're going to get going. We welcome them to the market and they hope they get their gearing, their button gear, but I don't know. This car wouldn't bring 20 anyways. I don't know that it would bring 15 here. So at $8,100, I'm going to generously say this car makes it to $12,000, and that would be a miracle for the scope of a new platform that probably has, 1,000 users at best.
Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, you hit the number. What I was exactly cost 12 grand.
So give me more 500 or 500 more or less. What do you think?
Let's go 12,750.
Wow. 12,750.
Where's it at now, guys? Where's it at now?
8,100.
Yeah, I don't think it breaks 10. I'm gonna go 9,900 just to.
All right.
Just I mean, if it even gets another bid, frankly. So yeah, I look.
On that.
I think the hydraulic top thing is just for the actual roof, right? Is that what they're talking about? The hydraulic roof thing.
Probably.
What's that? Yeah, right. What's the front top hydraulics as opposed to the rear part? if it were the next generation SL500, it would be the ABC suspension and all that stuff is terrible. This doesn't have that, which is one of the benefits of this generation. But I don't know, whatever. Good luck, guys. I think this site's going to need a lot of help. I'm just waiting for it's just getting so niche. I'm waiting for Red Hyundai auction.com. I'm mean, it's like, how much can we parse this out? And all this does is just drives more and more people to BAT, because it's just, I don't know all these other ones. I'll let the bid nerds try to sort it out, and I'm just going to go to BAT. This is getting dumb.
Matt, JP and I are such huge influencers that one of our listeners just ran out and bought the URL for redhundai.com.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
It's probably an intern at PCAR that bought it, too. Yeah.
That's our biggest audience base, by the way, is everyone in the audience.
The employees
and the owner of PCAR Market. There you go.
All right, JP. Last car. And it's great because we already know Matt has got a soft spot in his heart and his wallet for Volkswagens. On BAT, we found this. It's kind of a bitch bucket, but it's a 1992 Volkswagen Cabriolet Carat. It does have leather interior, but it's an automatic transmission. I apologize for the automatic, but we see cool Volkswagens come across the auction block so infrequently that when one comes across, I can't let it go because I really want a four headlight Mark II or Mark III in my life. So this is a no reserve auction. It's got 154,000 miles on it. It's almost masculine triple black, but it's not. The teardrops are cool, but it looks like it's a poor repaint. It's an automatic. I don't know. The seats and the four headlights are enough to get my little back leg going like this. I want a VW badly, JP. There's a Corrado that just came to market that we'll probably cover next week. And Matt, please don't bet against me on that one. I want it to myself. It's like purple metallic. It's like a Prunia metallic Corrado with 100,000+ miles. But anyway, here's this car out of Redford, Virginia, 154,000 miles, stock 1.8 liter. You know, this car barely makes 100 horsepower and barely has 100 pound foot of torque, but we just don't see them. And even the occasionally nice one, we can't seem to find a Volkswagen from the 80s or 90s that'll break 20 grand. So, Matt, what holds these back? Why isn't the audience there? Are all the good VWs on VW Vortex? Where do you go to get a decent 80s or 90s VW from when we were kids?
I don't know. I mean, I've been looking for a Series 1 Scirocco, first-gen Scirocco forever. Sure. You never even see one anymore.
Yeah. We covered a Callaway one on BAT. Do you remember that car, the black one?
That was a Mark II,
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Mark 1. Mark 2.
I want one really bad, and I can't seem to find one. But, this car, it's cool. All these cars just died. I mean, they get into the ground, not maintained. The girl that had this never changed oil in it, and it died.
Yep. I'm with you. Blew the head gasket, right?
They weren't terribly expensive to begin with, and young enthusiasts got in them and drove them hard, which, awesome. That's what you're supposed to do. And most of us who were into Volkswagens when we were young graduated into better, cooler cars. And, looking back, you're going, all right, well, I really want to. I'm a Mark II Scirocco guy. I had a bunch of them when I was young, and I would love to find one if we could find a clean one. And I've been prepared to go ahead and spend the money on one, but they just, like you said, don't come to market. One thing that I think that's interesting about this particular car is that we recently saw a Mark III cab black on black on it Cars and Bids, and it did surprisingly well. It wasn't BAT.
It was like a 90,000 mile car, I think that was part of it, JP. But it was also automatic.
But it was also automatic, and it was black on black, and it was a Mark III, which is far less. Mark III's are, I got it, they're the least popular of all the generations. This being a Mark II, or really it's kind of a Mark I, because it never really, the rabbits evolved. Never changed. They just kind of went all the way through. They skipped Mark II in the upgrade here. What's that called, Matt? Is it an S1 platform for Volkswagen? I can't remember what they called that.
I don't know. I think you're right, but I don't know.
And the cool thing, another thing about this one is since it's the last year or two, it does have an airbag. So if you're going to put a kid in it, because to be their first car, you're not putting them in a total death trap. It's only kind of a death trap.
The airbag might do more damage.
It might. Yeah. Those Takata, I don't even know. Could you imagine? And had an airbag from 1992 going off in your face.
First gen airbags only had one explosion rate, and it was full blast. And if you had one go in your face, you couldn't go out in public for 2 weeks while you waited for all the scabs to heal.
Yeah. And you love all the girls that like bedazzled them. They went out and put the little rhinestones all over them. It's like, let's put shrapnel on our steering wheel. Yeah, exactly. All
right, God.
Too all good. Right. So what is this rolling hand grenade going to go for, Michael Deeb? What do you think?
JP, with 4.5 hours to go at a Redford, Virginia, with 154,000 miles, is our 1992 Volkswagen Cabrio Karat. This is a no reserve auction. Gentlemen, this car will sell. It's at $3,700. I want to like this car, but I wouldn't be a player for it. I rode $6,500. I'm always betting with my heart when it comes to VWs and anything Italian. JP, I'm an idiot. I'll just leave my bid there so I might make it a long show. So Matt, $6,500 to you. It's never going to get there. Take the under.
I'm at $4,900.
That's generous. You must be Christmas. In Portland.
The same seller has actually a pretty cool Rabbit GTI. That's running right now as well.
Yeah.
There's some interesting cars in the background. Yeah. There's some very interesting cars in the background on this thing. One thing I'm really liking, I didn't know that, was this car in Virginia? These black antique vehicle plates are super dope. Black and white plates. Look at that plate. That is fantastic. I just want the car. I just want to go move to Virginia just so I can get collector plates that are in black and white. I mean, that's where it's at. That's so your fascination. All right.
And they're an off shape too. They look like diplomat plates in Moscow or something.
Are they? I don't know. Okay.
Well they're just a weird shape.
I will go. I'm gonna say 5,000. I don't know if it gets there or whatever, but I think this car could find a little bit of money, but not much. It is on a better platform than Cars and Bid. So if it's gonna find whatever the heck this thing goes for is how much it's worth on BAT. Yeah. You're not gonna get a penny more for a car like this anywhere else. All right. Well, there it is, guys. That's been a Bid Nerd show.
Matt, will you share with us your philosophy behind the photographs real quick? Do you have an in-house photographer? How do you guys have such great stuff? Whose idea was it to mic the exhaust? Just real quick, because we really love your stuff.
So Josh Bryan, who worked with me pushing 15 years. Uh-huh. Started as a sales guy. Actually started as a parts and service guy. I met him at Racing Motorcycles years ago.
Cool.
Really, really good friend of mine. He's just a car guy, motorcycle guy, loves cars just as much as I do. And it's just really morphed into, he decided, started taking pictures when we're, I was one of the first eBay guys, back then. And so we're always about, putting the cars out there and making them pretty. And Josh got really into photography and he's totally self-taught and his passion's huge. And, he was the Hasselblad featured photographer last month. We have our own studio.
Oh, that's great.
It's about 6,000 square feet with this giant light box that Josh has built. He's built like 7 or 8 of them in the last several years. He's really honing his craft and the drive videos, we always laughed at, we'd always see like the guy driving down the road on like a gravel road in his sports car, like, what the?
yeah, totally. The worst one is when somebody films their car doing a drive-by in a city traffic. What does that do for me? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
The miking the exhaust pipe has been fun. Well, it started with GoPros strapped to the outside. We lost a lot of those. We've lost a lot of microphones. So maybe that's how the other people have figured out. They found their microphones on the road.
That's pretty funny.
We're drivers. I'm a racer. Josh is a racer. We like to drive our cars, and nobody wants to see a supercar idling down the road. So let's go and use it.
Yeah, you guys did a white C2 964 that had individual throttle bodies, and you guys mic the exhaust on that car. And that video should be on the internet. That RSA with individual throttle ITBs sounded so freaking good. Yeah. I think it was one of the first cars you guys mic'd, and it was just amazing video. Absolutely amazing video. That's when I fell in love with you.
Yeah, we've been micing cars for long time.
Okay, well, it's great. JP offers constructive criticism to all our consigners that don't watch the show. And what it is everything that he's preaching, you guys have been doing for years. So it's great to have you on. Thank you very much for being on the show, man.
Hey, it's been fun.
Happy Matt, are you going to be like, oh my God, I'm never talking to Matthew Weitzel again. He's going to get me. what is he getting me into? All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. This has been an episode of You're Welcome. Thank you. Get out there and post on these platforms. Let everybody know that you saw us on Bid Nerds, that you saw the car on Bid Nerds, and all the other nerds should be coming over here and nerding out daily, because this is your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars on all the automotive enthusiast auction sites, including P-Car Market, Rad for Sale, Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, and some other dog meat auction sites that pop up and will probably go out of business in the next 24 hours. So thanks again for joining us. We will see you tomorrow.
Avant-Garde Collection, 911R is their handle on BAT. Their website, which is worth looking at, is a-gc.com. Avant-Garde Collection. Check them out. Matt, thank you so much. Guys. Matt Crandall.
Appreciate it.
We've got Chris Clue coming with us. He's going to third nerd tomorrow from Overcrest. You probably know him from a billion other magazines as well.
Nice.
He is the real deal journalist. So we'll see how he does on the nerds. He sent us some interesting suggestions for cars to talk
what
about.
What was that?
An auction site for like wrecked cars in Canada or something like that. I don't know.
But it wasn't even an auction.
It.
Yeah,
there
we'll talk
about
it.
There you go. We'll figure it out. Chris, we look forward to hanging out with you tomorrow. All right. Thanks, All right. Matt. Thanks, Deep. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
Get the dirt!